I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, October the 27th, 2025. A tragic crash in South Nashville has claimed the lives of four teenagers, including a 17-year-old from Murfreesboro. Authorities say that the collision occurred around 12:45 a.m. on Sunday at Mount View Road near Ashford Trace. A 2010 Infiniti G37, reportedly speeding southbound, crossed into the northbound lane and struck a 2018 Jeep Renegade. Among the victims were 17-year-old driver Carlos Toma of Murfreesboro, 19-year-old Maximos Ibrahim, and 17-year-old Rafat Nashif, both of Nashville, as well as 19-year-old David Thackeray of Nolensville. All four were in the Infiniti. None of the vehicle's occupants were wearing seatbelts. The driver of the Jeep, a 24-year-old, suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The Metro Nashville Police Department continues to investigate and will present findings to the District Attorney's Office. Meanwhile, in Clarksville, police have arrested two Middle Tennessee men, including one from Murfreesboro, in connection with a strong-arm bank robbery. The FSNB Bank inside of the Walmart on Madison Street was targeted Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 41-year-old Justin Easley of Nashville committed the robbery without a weapon and fled with the assistance of 40-year-old Aaron Devin Glass of Murfreesboro, who allegedly served as the getaway driver. Both were arrested in Murfreesboro on Friday and are now in the Montgomery County Jail. Easley faces aggravated robbery charges, while Glass is charged as an accessory after the fact. The entertainment community in Middle Tennessee is mourning the loss of 23-year-old actress Isabella Adora Tate, who passed away on Sunday, October 19th. Born and raised in Nashville and a graduate of Middle Tennessee State University, Tate recently returned to acting and landed a role in the pilot episode of ABC series 911 Nashville. She appeared in a memorable scene introducing one of the show's lead characters, and her agency confirmed that she will be honored in the next episode airing October the 30th. According to her obituary, she had a rare form of Charcot-Marie-Tooth, a disease, and died peacefully, surrounded by family. Known for her love of animals, music, and volunteer work, she leaves behind a legacy of resilience and creativity. She's survived by her mother, Caternia Tate, stepfather, Vin Schnew, and father, John Daniel Tate, as well as her sister, Daniela. In other news, Middle Tennessee Christian School made headlines Thursday after the Lady Cougars volleyball team clinched their first ever TSSAA Division IIA state championship, playing at MTSU's Mervy Center in Murfreesboro. The Cougars, 31-3, defeated Silverdale Baptist Academy 3-1 to seal the title. Senior Jada Burns led the way with 27 kills and was named tournament MVP. Support came from teammates Anna Shirley, Bailey Culpepper, Addison Burks, Addison Sane, Madeline Grubb, Anna Guerin, and Kinley Dalton. Head coach Nicole Burks praised her team's drive and teamwork as they capped off the historic season for the program. In a historic week for Rutherford County Athletics, the Eagleville Lady Eagles captured their first ever TSSAA Division I Class A state volleyball title on Friday, defeating Gordonsville 3-1 at MTSU's Murphy Center in Murfreesboro. After dropping the first set 15-25, the Lady Eagles stormed back to take the next three sets 25-15, 25-13, and 25-20. Senior Campbell Leathers earned Most Valuable Player honors with 23 kills, 7 digs, and a .125 hitting percentage. This victory followed closely on the heels of Middle Tennessee Christian School's first Division IIA state title, making back-to-back days of championship wins for Rutherford County volleyball teams. It also marked Eagleville's first state title in volleyball, the team having previously finished as a runner-up in 1999. Also in Murfreesboro, Blackman High School celebrated 5 standout alumni with induction into its Athletic Hall of Fame on October 25th. Honorees included Jazz Bond, Tyler Garrison, Kylie Harding, Master Teague III, and Amir Watkins. Each athlete left a lasting legacy in their sport. Bond in basketball, with over 1,000 career points and a WNBA draft selection. Garrison in wrestling as a 4-time Region 5 AAA champ. Harding in softball, with an ACC Tournament MVP and pro career. T. Teague in football at Ohio State and later with the NFL's Pittsburgh Steelers, and Watkins in baseball, still holding the TSSAA career stolen base record. Their achievements were honored during a ceremony in the Blackman High Gym, highlighting the excellence of Murfreesboro's athletic tradition. Rutherford County is heading into the 2026 election season with a new candidate in the spotlight. Michael Rogers, a Murfreesboro resident of nearly 30 years, has officially announced his candidacy for county commissioner in District 4. With a background in criminal justice and public service leadership, Rogers brings a deep resume, including his current role as lieutenant at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. His academic credentials include degrees from Middle Tennessee State University and Lipscomb University. Rogers emphasized his lifelong commitment to public service, a value instilled by his parents, a U.S. Air Force veteran, and a military supplier entrepreneur. He and his wife, Laura, who serve with Rutherford County Emergency Management, remain deeply connected to the local community. His campaign is focused on responsible growth, transparent governance, and restoring trust in county processes, particularly regarding property tax assessments. Quote, "This campaign will be about communication, responsible planning, and restoring confidence where residents feel it's been lost," end quote. Meanwhile, in downtown Murfreesboro, a familiar holiday tradition is getting a dramatic facelift. The Leyland Cypress Tree, planted in 2018 by former Mayor Bill Ketron, has been removed from the northeast lawn of the Rutherford County Courthouse. Replacing it will be a three-story artificial tree set to debut at the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony on Friday, December the 5th. Commissioner Craig Harris confirmed that the original tree was dying and beyond recovery. Former Mayor Ketron expressed sadness at the removal, but acknowledged the tree's decline. Despite the change, officials say that the new installation promises to be an eye-catching centerpiece for Rutherford County's holiday celebrations. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadioWGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.